An ode to an artistic spring. It's Art Talk on KCRW. As we continue on in the bleak midwinter, we can only right now envision the green shoots of a spring filled with art. That's a metaphor, of course. There's no winter in L.A. But in the art world, there is a calendar to contend with, and there's a lot on it in the coming months of 2018. And Hunter Drohioska-Philip is here to give us a tiny preview. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Happy New Year.
And to you.
First of all, is there art of distinct magnitude that's happening right now, even in the relative calm of this new year?
Well, we used to be able to do sort of a whole year in preview, but now we just have to do a quarter. There's so much going on all year long. And right in the first few months of the year, there are some really significant and big and serious exhibitions happening.
Now, the Broad just finished that sold-out show of Mirrored Rooms, the one we've seen, you know, all your friends are on Instagram taking pictures of it. What's over at the Broad next?
Well, the blockbusters continue. This is Jasper Johns, a show called Something Resembling the Truth, which comes to us from the Royal Academy in London, where I actually saw it. And it's fantastic, of course. It's Jasper Johns, who is considered like the progenitor of pop art, not really a pop artist, but someone whose paintings of flags and targets really inspired a lot of the art, pop art that followed in the 1960s. There will be about 120 works in this show, and there will be works in this show that didn't make it to London.
Over at the Getty, Hunter, there are documents and photographs that are getting their due. What is that about, documents and photographs?
Exactly. Harold Zeeman, this great Swiss curator, the man who put together some of the most influential exhibitions of the 1960s and the 70s. He was an early supporter of process and conceptual art, really before people really got it. And the Getty Research Institute acquired his, we have to call it, voluminous, extensive archive of photographs and correspondence and posters and lists and phone records and letters, everything. And they're doing an exhibition that will include all of these sorts of objects. It's called Harold Zeeman Museum of Obsessions. It opens on February 6th. And then there's a companion show at the Institute of Contemporary Art, which is downtown, because Elsa Longhauser, the director, was friends and colleagues with Zeeman. So they've put on one of the oddest shows called Grandfather, A Pioneer Like Us, that includes a lot of objects and images that belong to his grandfather, a hairdresser, and an inventor of the permanent wave machine. So you're going to see photographs of female mannequins and combs and, you know, curling irons and that kind of thing, but from another century.
Yeah, we're talking about waves in the hair, not waves in the ocean, right?
Yes, exactly. Waves in the hair.
I understand there is another big event that's happening over at the Marciano Foundation over in Hancock Park. What is going on there after that rowdy Jim Shaw installation? I remember that one.
Yes, well, that one almost completely filled what used to be the theater of the old Scottish Rite Temple. And now they've taken the opposite approach. They've commissioned the Icelandic Danish artist Ulfa Eliasson to do a site-specific installation using light and space and color and projections. He's a much revered international figure, very influenced himself by the light and space movements of Southern California. And his piece will not be all object-oriented. It will be drawing attention to the surrounding architecture itself.
All right. Over in Hancock Park. Well, we've tackled pop art. We've tackled documents and photographs. We've even tackled a wave machine for your hair. What could possibly top those things, Hunter?
Well, there is something really special happening that was organized by CAP UCLA and the Ace Hotel downtown, the theater there. And that's called Taylor Mack, this indefatigable performer who has created, written, and performs this 24-decade history of popular music, which actually is the history of the United States, beginning in 1776, right up to the present, told through popular song. And he performs for hours and hours. It's four nights running. Tickets are really selling fast. So if you're interested in this extraordinary alternative view of American history, get them now.
Indeed. And you can find out more about all of these things that you talked about today at your blog, kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter Drohioska-Philip with our New Year's edition of Art Talk. Hunter, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.